But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Before we all manifested into time, everything is touching our life. Everything that's touching our manifestation has been carefully laid out. Before we manifested into time, details as touching how you would enter time, what family tree you will branch from, the boundaries of your habitation, where you will live. Every part of these details have been measured out. And so, before you enter time, there was a record in the throne eternal as touching what you are supposed to do inside time, and as touching how you will do it, so that at the end of your life you will not be judged for doing work, because many people will do many things. You will be judged and rewarded for doing the will of the Father. And so if you don't know that will, you can do many things, but there's no reward if it's not the will. Our judgment at the end of time will be in the light of your capacity, not what you did. They will judge you in the light of what you are capable of doing, not what you eventually did. And so that is why judgment will be meted from books. The books contain a detailed record as to the detail of your manifestation. Every single capacity they measured into you. So when you appear before the throne at the end of time, they will look at the detail of what they designed versus what you eventually did. And so your reward is, if the person sent versus the person who manifested is the same, then he will then bring the scripture to pass. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you, I ordained you, and I sanctified you. So you are already real with him. And at the end of time, if you go and do any other thing outside his will, he says, I knew you before you entered the earth. When you are through and you return back, he can say, depart from me, I know you not. The one who knew you before you enter. When you enter and you become what you want to become, when you return, you don't look like what they sent. He say, I know you not, ye worker of iniquity. Unfortunately, it is a verdict waiting for a handful of people in our generation. A great company of people are living life just trying to do their own thing. And Jesus says, I must do the will of he that sent me. Have you found the will of he that sent you? Have you found the will of he that sent you? Obituaries litters almost every powers. And I see that death has no respect for age. It cuts across various age groups. The young are dying, the old are dying. And at the end of the day, in the lens of the immortals, long life is not longevity of age. Long life, it is the ability of a design to fulfill the reason why it was sent. For Jesus, you think he died young, but Jesus lived long. Long life is the ability to fulfill the reason why they sent you into time. The day you fulfill it, you have lived long. And so Jesus lived long, but by your physical measure, he was 33 and a half years. Mankind will say he died untimely, but he fulfilled the work of he that sent him. A man can be 80 years old and he has not scratched a dot of the work of he that sent him. The joy I have this evening is that a great company of us here is in our youth, and the time you can do the work of he that sent you is in the day, because the night is coming when no man can walk. Apostle Michael Roku told a story of an evangelist in Kano, old. He carries a megaphone in the market and he says, repent. He's so old, the voice cannot come out. But he's struggling to fulfill the echoes of ordination that was in his soul from his youth that he ignored. Then as he spent his days pursuing pillar and post, and then when it dawned on him that this is what I was supposed to do from day one, there was no strength in the body again to domesticate the counsel of God. So he goes around saying, repent. And people cannot even hear it. Apostle Michael Roko told us stories also of people who would finally realize suddenly at old age that there is a call. And then they start traveling for a crusade and they faint on the road because of old age. The evangelist that is going to preach was now admitted in the hospital. Sister, very soon, a girl, a small boy that looks like you, will call you mommy. Very soon, a child will look at you and believe anything you do is how a human being should behave. You will not know yet that you have become a mentor and somebody can follow you to hell. That is as important as the matters of eternity is. And we don't reflect on these things in the excitement of our youth. In the adventures of the flesh, we are carried away by different impulses. And eternity is an echo that every man is supposed to, from time to time, meditate on. He says, teach us to number our days so that we may incline our heart unto wisdom. I live my life by this code. I live my life every day thinking that anytime the Lord calls me, it has been a privilege, the gift of life so far. Many of us, you know, you calculate 50 years into your age. You plan plans for 50 years to come. And so there's no reflection of death. And if you don't factor death into your plan, you will not know the things that are a priority. It is when death enters your plan, you will know what matters. When I began to think that life here will not be forever, and I embraced that reality, I knew the things that will not have weight in eternity. Many of us, you are spending time, but there is no inheritance for you in eternity. Some of us, when you close your eye in this realm, there is nobody waiting for you on the other side. You will appear lonely. Lonely! Nobody saying, welcome home. You live for yourself. Me, myself, and I. Selfish, self-centered, self-driven. And at the end of the day, you did not store treasures for yourself in heaven where moths and rots could not eat it. All your possession is in the earth. Everything you have is in the earth, and time can close your life. When they shut your life, everything you have has been lost. And tonight, God is re-echoing it again for those who must intentionally begin to lay up treasures for themselves in eternity. Some of you, there is no soul that is recorded to your name yet, and you are over 20 years. No single soul is connected to your name. And the Bible says, them that win souls are wise. They will shine like the firmament. No soul. The elders that taught us this gospel, their emphasis, every Christian is trying to have inheritance in eternity. The gospel that currently impregnates our mind is a gospel of living well on earth here first. And so they remove the emphasis from eternity. And then they say, we know that we already make it. I don't know anything that is more far from the truth. The Bible says, he that thinketh that he stands should take heed lest he fall. Our generation lied and say, we already know that we made it. They say it's a rhema. That God is not a bad investor. How can God sow Jesus and then you now still go to hell? And gullible people are saying, it's true. And the man with beer is sipping beer, getting up from beer to the bed of fornication. And he is still believing that his eternal destination has been guaranteed. Once saved, forever saved. And they are happy. Some of us even carry those doctrines and we believe it. You sin as you like, and your first prayer point is, Lord, thank you for your grace. If not for your grace, where will I be? Kai, Lord, thank you for Jesus. Father, thank you for the Son. And then you think that you are a master of spiritual things. At the end of the day, it will be one of your excursions into Egypt. You will enter Egypt and you will not come back. Many of these things that we do and the mercy of God cover, the same thing you will do one day and there will be no more mercy. Because from the throne eternal, a voice will be uttered. You have been weighed and found wanting. Eternity is more fiery now than before, but it is more silent now than before. They don't talk about it again, but it is now that the criteria to secure a slot in the celestial city is harder, yet they don't discuss it. Broad is the way that leads to damnation. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Yet they don't still talk about the narrow path. Everything is about the broad path. The increase of your substance, that you are prospering. And then we even dare to rate God by the results around our life. Brother, hear my voice, and I pray it echoes in your soul till the end of your days. Whether hands join hands, the standard of God will not change. God can never reduce the standard, no matter how the world becomes. If you watch Hollywood movies lately, you will see that extramarital affairs, sex outside marriage, is no longer a challenge in the Western culture. So they call sex dating. Two people just met themselves, they are not married yet. In the movies, they just show you that they are already knowing themselves, and you are watching it. And our generation is being civilized by antichrist systems. Now you are outdated if you say you want to keep yourself until marriage, the bed undefiled. They will mock you until the pressure will cave. They give you strange names, Mama Jesus, Sister Mary, and it is a system trying to make sure that it will be hard to find a man in a generation who would ascend the hill of the Lord, who will climb his holy mountains. The criteria will never change. He that has a clean hands and a pure heart. And so the alarm is sounding on the mounts for several years now. He says, blow the trumpet in Zion. That's Mount Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. They have sounded the alarm. The cry for revival is in the airways. A cry, a groaning in creation. We can see a need for power and life to enter the earth. But the channels were contaminated. Some of us were discerned from birth. They didn't even let you grow. They came for you very early and changed you hand and foot. From childhood, they make sure somebody came to the house to visit, and the person introduced you to a habit that will keep you glued till you die. Some of you from primary school, they already package an agent that will introduce something to your life that it will become a strong besetting sin, that the cord of that sin will not be easily broken, that the more you struggle, the more the rope becomes tighter in your life, so that in your heart will be a desire to serve God, but in your members you will not find the ability to domesticate your will. And it becomes the predicament of a generation. And in every generation, I continue to reiterate this, there is a quorum of manifestation from the side of light that if we don't have, darkness will reign. In the generation of Archbishop Benson Itahosa, Jesus was Lord. Generation of Daddy W.F. Kumuyi, Jesus was Lord. I want to ask you a question. In their generation, they announced camp meeting in the bush, and people will go in millions to bush to go and gather. Our generation have AC, air condition, lights, and food, and yet people cannot congregate for God again. Do you think Jesus is Lord in your generation? Why do we deceive ourselves? The passion that they arrested their time with, that thing has been missing. We don't have it in our time. Men are not interested in God again. And it is because those who speak for God in our generation that are supposed to manifest, they have not shown up yet. So the alarm is still blowing on top of Mount Zion. It's like an alarm for parade, and the alarm is blowing. And the military men sent into time who are supposed to manifest, they are glued in different adventures of the flesh. The prophet over Benin states is probably one drunkard somewhere now, sipping from one bottle of Gouda. And it's only at the middle of the night something will just cross his heart and say, but you are better than this. I told you at the end of your day, your judgment will be meted out in the light of your capacity, not what you did. So you can even win 5,000 souls. If your own inheritance was to win a nation for Jesus, your 5,000 will be swallowed up in the light of your capacity. So our works will be tested by fire. So before you were formed. He knew you. Will he still know you when you go back? Before you entered earth, he said, I knew you. Will he recognize you when you report after the whole thing you did? Because at the end of the day, we were supposed to use our life investing in the most important preoccupation of life. And the most important preoccupation is the study of the knowledge of the Holy One. As you are beholding him, you are being transformed into the image of that which you are beholding. So if you report, you became whatever you want to become, and you report back without looking like the standard they made you to be, he will not know you. Sister, please give me your attention. There is a space in your heart that nothing can ever fill except God. It took some people the end of their days to realize that very simple truth, that there is a void in the soul of man that only God can fill. There is a space that was reserved exclusively for himself. Man, in a bid to replace and to fill that emptiness, has sought many things to use as a measure, at least to try to cover up for that feeling of emptiness. So there is all kinds of adventures that we journey into with a hope that we might find fulfillment. There is a completeness only God can give you. No man, no woman, no boyfriend, no girlfriend, no bestie, no human being can fill that space. I have seen married men who were lovey-dovey with their wives. They were couples of the town. And when the wife was called and she died, people say, the way this love is between this man and this woman, Kai, this thing will demoralize the man. The man will hardly recover. After 3 months, a pregnant lady came into the man's house with her pregnancy. While you were saying a faithful man, he had already impregnated somebody in secret. Brother, God forbid, but it is not something you can escape from. The day that your page is open in eternity and they demand your appearance there, that girl that will not let you serve Jesus now and focus, you will be amazed how quick they will delete your picture from their status. You know, now you are her deep eva. Oh, Jesus. A young man died sometime last year. I knew the lady he was dating. In the funeral, she was rolling on the ground and said, they should leave her. She will enter the hole with him. So we had to just, do the formality and be holding her. We know that she will not enter, but just to hold her so that it will not be that we didn't do something. The long and short of it, in my very before, another man came to meet me and said that, please, he just wants to discuss with me about one lady in my ministry that they've been talking for some time now. She didn't know that this one will come and meet me. He came to meet me like he wants to seek counsel and permission, and that they've been speaking for some time now. I say, how long have you been speaking? He said they've known themselves for 2 years, 3 years thereabout. Before he died, what he thought he has was not even his own. I am trying to tell you that don't build your life around a lie. In the corridor of eternity, nothing like my picking. Because no spirit will be a father of another spirit. That relationship has been broken by death. Nothing like father and son again. All men will appear before the line to come and hear the sentence from the throne eternal. Nothing like my wife. The code of marriage has been broken. Jesus, nothing like my brother. The things that made you miss God, they are not real in that realm. Yet you miss God because of it. Nobody will repay you or reward you for paying school fees there. And so if you must cut corners to pay school fees, they will not take it as a reason that is strong enough to violate the ordinance of God. Every day that passes, eternal judgment has still meted out. But our world has been mastered by demons. So they are playing a flute. Everybody is dancing. Dancing in busyness. And they want your mind to shift from the realm, the mother realm, the place of realities. And this were how the elders kept their consecration. Because they remembered that this world is not our home. Ours. This world is our own home. We live as though we'll be here forever. Check your heart as I'm speaking to you right now, and check if you even get to reflect on heaven. When was the last time you just thought briefly about the golden city? When was the last time you thought about the reception they will give you when you appear before the celestial city beyond the stars? Never. It does not cross. It's the next shoe you want to buy. How you are trusting God to buy a car before the year ends. But we will all die, and it is an unfortunate reality. Everybody will die. And let me tell you how death is giving permission over people. When they contemplate on you for a while and they come in a year and check, no fruit, the master will say, by now it ought to be fruitful. The vine dresser will say, please give it one more year. By now, this man is supposed to be a light for Benin City. And if they check and you are still enshrouded in darkness, the master will say, cut it off. The vine dresser will say, please, one more year. But the vine dresser will not be begging forever. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He will not be knocking forever. One of these days, when they come again and appraise your life, and they find that you are perpetually driven in the ways of depravity and lust, the vine dresser will no longer speak again. And then they will say, cut it off. Any tree that does not bear fruit shall be cut off. When they cut it off, it means that is when the scripture is fulfilled. I shall not die but live for one purpose, to declare the works of the Lord. So if you are not declaring the works of the Lord, you are not entitled to that scripture. Death is supposed to look upon a man who is not declaring the works of the Lord. I know we are very sober now. Everybody is looking moody. Because yesterday we came like a cherub. We were speaking heavy things, big things. You were shouting by this time. You are excited. But now we talked about eternity. And I see in some brothers' eyes, they even have the audacity to sleep in a matter like this. For me, it is a sign of the spirit that grabs your soul. You can wear anything and pretend like you are a servant of God. Like you love God, you fear Jesus. We know by your fruit. And so since ordinations have been meted out, the books have been written concerning what we will do. So in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7, it says, lo, I come in the volume of books. It is written of me to do thy will. I come in the volume of books. There are books waiting, having details about what I'm supposed to do. My coming is to fulfill what is written concerning me. I come in the volume of books. Can you tell your neighbor, I come in the volume of books? Come on, say it again like you mean it. I come in the volume of books. So he says, it is written of me. And that is the standard for every human being. It is written of you. The question becomes, when you entered life and you join ABC and 1-2-3 race, just started learning anything, the first knowledge a man was supposed to sustain was the knowledge of why. Why did I come here? Purpose. It is written of me to do thy will. Lo, I come in the volume of books. Have you found your identity inside the books? Have you found a scripture that was talking about you? Have you found a prophecy that was waiting for you to come to pass? or you are just doing trial and error with life. Today you try this, tomorrow you are trying that. Have you found the why of life? If that question has not been answered, you will do many things, and at the end of the day, only a few years will be allotted and given to the things that matter. Lo, I come in the volume of books. And when these books are opened, at the end of the day, it is those books that your judgment will be drawn from. They will check what they wrote concerning you before life began in earth. They will compare it with what you chose to do. So I told you, in John chapter 1 verse 6, he says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7, he says the same came. Are you the person that they sent? Is it this version of you they sent? The same came. The same came. The same came. There are three principal operations in the end time agenda of God. Three principal manifestations. Everybody will find, you know, their manifestation around these three basic offices. One, watchmen. Two, saviors or deliverers. Whatever you are doing, whether you are in the fivefold, whatever you are doing, you will find expression in one of these offices. You will either be a watchman, a savior, or a deliverer. And these offices are older than men. The offices are older than men. Let me tell you something about the anointing. The anointing is like an office. The office is older than the man. The office of the president is older than the president. It is the office that has the power, not the man. If you thought it was the man that has the power, in the day where he has finished his tenure, you will see how powerless he is. The office will push him out. And any other person the office embraces, this old one will start saluting him too. The office. And this is what anointings are. We like anointing. We like grace. We like to be the face of God to a generation. But the criteria to lift anointings is part of the things I share with us briefly today, and then we pray and consolidate the meeting. If anointing is like an office, it means that every office have criterias that makes you eligible to enter it. And so I shared with us yesterday in Revelation chapter 5 verse 2, the Bible says, I saw a strong angel proclaiming, who is worthy? Who is worthy? Who is worthy to access these great portfolios of God? And they will not give it to anybody just because your father is a pastor or you are born into a rich spiritual lineage. It's certain seasons of your life that has qualified you, that have proven that you are interested in the agenda of God. So he says, who is worthy? And to that question, the Bible says, no man in heaven first. So they began to look for men from heaven. We always believe, you know, that the population of men will be found on earth. But they started searching for man in heaven. So they went to check men like Enoch, that walked with God, and he was not. And when they checked, worthiness was still not at his borders. They looked at men like Elijah that walked, and chariot of fire carried him to heaven, living people. And the Bible says no man was found in heaven. Then they took the search from heaven to the earth. And when it came to the earth, they searched the earth for men, and they still said no one was found worthy in the earth. This is in a point where sacrifice was going on in the temple. The priest was still wearing a long white robe. They checked and they said there is no man that is still worthy. So they left the earth and went to under the earth in the realm of them that sleep. And so they checked people like Papa Abraham. They checked Noah. They checked Isaiah and all the prophets, and they said nobody is still worthy in the underworld. What were they looking for a candidate for? They say, who is worthy to take the book and to break the seal? It is just two assignments. Can you access the book first? Number two, can you open the agenda of God contained in this book? And they say no one was worthy. The apostle John began to cry when he saw the state of things in heaven. So you can cry in heaven. Don't be deceived. Those of you who are not participating in any labor to secure inheritance for yourself, you are not laying up treasure in heaven. In heaven, you can be sad. You can arrive there tomorrow and find out that there's nothing waiting for you there. Some of you say, my own, once I can just escape hell, I'll be okay. When you see the splendor of other men and you see their glory compared to what you choose for yourself, you will know that you don't like that statue for eternity. Certain people will be walking like sun. The radiance from their body will be like the brightness of the sun. And when they pass near you, you in heaven will close your eye. Apostle John said he started crying because no one was found, and he was crying in heaven until an elder came and tapped him and said, weep not, weep not. It is not only these men we sent, we also sent another special candidate. You know why they started searching from heaven? They searched earth and they searched under the world. It is to give man a sign that they sent many people before Jesus. And all the people they sent, they went to check whether they could find worthiness in them. And at the end of the day, none was worthy. And why John was crying? Because in the realm of the spirit, there's no time. In the spirit, you can say good morning. And that good morning, you probably use 10 years of human time to say good morning. And he wept. While he was weeping, the elder came and tapped him and said, weep not. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Now listen. When John heard the lion, he says, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Bible says he turned to look at the lion that they are announcing to him. He says, and lo, when I turned, behold, I saw a lamb. The elder say, look at a lion. The man turned to see a lion, and what he saw was a lamb. Jesus will only manifest to man as lamb. If not, you will die. It's only man that can know him as a lamb, because he is the offering for them. In heaven, there is government, so it's lion they see there. In heaven, there is law and order. There is government. There is government happening. So when they look at him, they are seeing the splendor of a king. But when a man turned to look at him, only that man saw something different from all spirits there. He saw a lamb. And he didn't see a lamb alone. A lamb that has been slain. That even in heaven, Jesus still chose to be partial because of you. That even in heaven, Jesus still chose to treat you differently. Other spirits can make one mistake and no redemption for them. But with you, he presents himself first as a lamb. And the apostle says he saw the lamb as it has been slain. Tonight, before the impartation sessions, because that is what I said today with the belt around, you have to see the lamb first before you represent the lion. You cannot command and wield power except you have been tried. And the only access to God now is Jesus. You cannot stand before God. The criteria, the requirement of righteousness that effuses from the throne eternal, no man can meet it. So when you are approaching, they will hide you inside the lamb. Then they will make that it is Jesus's work that they will say you are the one that did. Then on the note of that, you will qualify. So, in case you have been saying, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and you are not seeing it work, there is one reason. We probably call it like a charm. We invoke it anytime we sense something went wrong. You are sleeping, only you in a room, and a cockroach in a dark spot makes some sound. Then you start blasting tongues. Shakatapakatapa. And the angels that be, they don't understand how you use tongues for cockroach. when they check the resources you just wasted versus the thing you are trying to combat, they don't know how you are surviving like that. And then to crown it all up, when you do that, you now say, thank you, Jesus. I told you before we started this discourse that Zoe is inside you. That one that the elder said, behold the lion, that one is now living inside you. If they send any angel on errand now on the earth, if the angel see you, he will worship first. Because I'm trying to say something. When the lamb ascended to collect the book, in Psalm 110 verse 3, the Bible says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. The right hand of God is not this side of God. It's only man that think right hand is this location. You will need to understand the vocabulary of kingdom to know what right hand is. The right hand of a king is an office, is a person. The right hand of a king is a person that can represent the king anytime he is not available. There is a seal of ring they give the right hand of a king. He can make decision in the place of a king if the king is not disposed. So the father wanted to leave the throne and will it to somebody. If you can hear me, please say amen. I have a good news for you. The good news I have for you is that the person who is currently sitting in the throne eternal in heaven is the man Christ Jesus. He made sure he sat there with his human body so that the creature with the highest level of respect in all universe now is man. He went there with this body and sat there so that if you ever want to know what God looks like, if you see me, you have seen the Father. It is this revelation that I told you. Why did you lost your sleep that day you heard a sound by your window? Why did a witch tell you we shall see and you now lost your peace? Don't you know that when two powers meet, the lesser one must submit itself? Didn't you know? Ah, my people perish for lack of knowledge. I know who I am. How did you carry this great advantage? Great advantage! And yet, the Bible says, I say unto you that ye are gods. The tragedy is that you die like men still. God cannot understand how you are this and then see how you are still ending. You want to cross a road, then one car come and clear a God. A God is in the hospital, many drip, you know, he's just there like that. I am not negating the place of eventualities. I can tell you the truth. If you contend for the ancient part, we will end like our fathers. You will call your children and bless everybody and tell them the end of their life. Then you will rest in peace. Nothing will cut your life unplanned. Like Jesus, you will say, my life was not taken. No man took it. I laid it down. That's how gods live. Like Apostle Paul, you will say, I've run the race. I've fought the fight. You already know what is waiting for you. You want to rush and go and visit your girlfriend in Abuja. Then you now died. Hi, Jesus. They will not even understand. When you appear before the court of eternity, they will say, what are you doing here? How did you die? Then you say, it was a bimbo. I wanted to go and check. As you are singing, ask the Lord to teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days. To know that every day is an advantage. So at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the person you truly are will be unveiled. You will never be able to hide your true identity. You may successfully conceal who you are from men for just a handful of years, but the day that your judgment will be echoed, there will be a long, endless queue listening to who you are. If you ever miss heaven and you enter hell, you will meet all your kind there, all the fake people that were pretending. Then the first shame is that you will now know yourself. So pastor will see, bro. But the problem is, you cannot even be gisting there. Just imagine being side fire, then you now sighted one brother that is trusted on the earth that don't talk to people. Claim every day is fasting. Even on occasions he does not eat. You now saw him inside the fire too. The temptation of Satan is that look like it, talk like it, behave like it, but don't be it. And that is the greatest category of people in the church, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. You see the way you are dressed now. You know how to appear in church. Just know that I need a hair tie. I've seen people with cap. They wear cap like this. Some of them wear it facing back. I've seen people with trousers that is here. If they want to enter church, they will now raise it up. What they did not know is that one of the qualities of God is that he is omnipresent. And so you are the only one calling this place church. In the eye of God, any part of the earth you are standing is church. His presence is anywhere. And so he can move with his power anywhere you are. Church can happen inside the market. If you say in the name of Jesus there, every knee must bow. So you wore a cap. You are comfortable with wearing cap in church. You now came to church and you want to pretend like cap is wrong. I pray that my words are not misunderstood. Whatever you are not comfortable with inside church, don't do it outside. But now we have a version of who we are in church and another version outside. The same reason why you didn't like that thing on a normal day, don't do it outside still. Some of you, you dress, you know, very sanctimonious and come to church. Then outside you are like Jezebel. And nobody can tell which kingdom, who do you represent first? People come to you and say, I like your kind of Christianity. Your kind. Say, I like you. You know the overdo things. The person who gave you the work, say, if they hate me, if they persecute me, they will persecute thou you too. A servant cannot be greater than his master. But for a way, you found a way to make the world love you. And Jesus said they were supposed to persecute you. Now, you are the friend of the world. You see this thing, we're just in like play like this. For some of you, this will be one of the last message that was supposed to straighten your paths and bring you back to order. For some of you, this is supposed to be the last treatment for lust. The last injection to cure it. Because if you continue in the way of sin, one of these days the master will come and say, cut it off. Cut it off. I attended ENI School of Ministry, graduated from ABU campus, served under Koinonia, had direct access with Apostle Shaselma. He laid hands on me. But the truth is, I was not the only one among the company of us that he laid hands on. Some are dead as I'm speaking to you. Dead. And some are currently chain womanizers. And you will not believe that such a hand once came upon their head. Can we just bow your head wherever you are? Honestly, will not tell you what you should be telling God right now. One of these days, sister, listen to me. One of these days, a small child will come and meet you and tell you, Mommy, Ojuju is pursuing me in my dream. And you will wish you had God. You will wish you have power. You will wish you were anointed early in life. Where you will be treating with all medical solution. And the affliction is coming from a realm that medicine has no power over. Then you will find how helpless you are. In the day where you were supposed to build power with God. He says if you turn in the day of battle, you turn because your strength is small. In the day where you were supposed to be building strength, you were painting your face. When you were supposed to be building capacity, you were plaiting your hair. One day God will trust you with children. And then you will find how backward you are. You will find how risky it is to be a parent without power. Brother, hear me. You will soon discover that the world is not a fair place. You will toil, walk through the day, wake up early, sleep late at night, just to eat the bread of sorrow. That is the predicament for the average man. The cosmos was configured with negativity because the fall of man tilted the scale. So if you don't plant anything, normally you should not get any harvest. But even though you don't plant, the earth will still give you a harvest called wheat. And wheat will come for those who did not influence the harvest by planting what they want. So in this world, there is a default result waiting for everybody. It's a negative one. Wheat. And even though you plant a good crop, wheat will grow among them still. So you will need to go and remove the wheat in the midst of the good crop. That is the statement of the cosmos. There is something that is trying to make sure life is full of disadvantages. And so you think just because you graduated from Ekpoma, you were the best graduating student. Go and ask about the best graduating student before you. Go and check where he is on one street as we speak. You don't know that it takes power. The Bible calls it the power to get wealth. The power to get wealth. It takes power to access wealth. I know where I'm coming from. I know the battles that are around my lineage. I have studied the life of the generations before me. It is foolishness for me to think that my own story will be different if I do not initiate a different law. You can sit down now and be talking proudly and say, this is my father. I don't even know the way he's lacking. You will soon know the laws, the power that chiseled his life. Some of them were even doctorate degree holders and yet they were living from hand to mouth. You are still young, so your blood is rushing. The powers that regulated them will soon humble you. you will soon find out that there is nothing that a man can do in the arm of the flesh to win war in the place where thrones are fighting. You will soon find out that you can carry a resort like this, yet doors will not be open for you. You will soon find out that they will say they need a first class, and a third class can come with a mystery in the spirit and they will give him the job ahead of those who are more qualified. The race is not to the swift, sister. Battle is not to the strong. Bread is not for men of knowledge. Time and chance will happen to them all. And from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom is suffering violence. Only violent men taketh things by force. So it's not their own, but they took it. You say, I saw it in a vision that he's my husband. God have shown me. I saw that I was under a rain and then he brought an umbrella and kept on my head. That your umbrella dream will remain only in the dream. There is somebody that can use mysteries and secure your own results. It's a violent kingdom. You are the only one not fighting, actually. If you see what the guys on the other side are doing, simple bank job interview, somebody travel to the village first to go and prepare for interview. You came with my name is with your white tie. You want to enter marriage, you are busy painting face and discussing with your friend where you will do your vacation, where you will do your honeymoon, and the kind of color all of you will wear that day. And that is supposed to be the least important thing on that day, because the day of marriage is a day of war. By the time we start dancing, I want you, now you go to the front. You know, you are supposed to arrange prayer warriors, kingdom ladies. You might think I'm trying to excite you. It is far from that. When you want to step into any new season, by the ordinance of the Spirit, the first thing you should do is to raise an altar. When Noah came out of the ark, the first thing he did, he built an altar. You enter marriage and you think all is well. You also know why the powers that will chisel you, they are waiting. You too wonder, suddenly you are now drying up in marriage. You are blaming the man. Later you say men are cheats. You don't know that a man, even to say Jesus is Lord, is not in a man except by the Holy Ghost. Men are like puppets. It's wires from eternity that are pulling them. The powers that made his dad to not be faithful in marriage, your power is also upon him. And you think because of your beauty, he will be faithful to you. You will soon find out that when thrones are fighting, children die easily. And they are telling you to grow now. You want to still remain a child. The Bible says there was a cry in Ramah. Rachel cried because her children was no more. The day that war broke out in Ramah, the casualties were children. And you will soon enter the season of war and you are still a child, still holding big feeding bottle. Just imagine if you have a child, after 30 years you came and check him, he was still holding a feeding bottle. And you now produce a child giving birth to children. The average marriage in our time is children raising children. So you see a little boy, they are dying his hair already, putting earring for a child, earring for a boy. You don't know what you are doing to another generation. You think it's fashion. He's a yokey generation, whiskey and Davido mentored. In your mind you say, I have one picture in my mind where I want my own children to be. We wear the same clothes, then you go and do things to a child that will start attracting strange spirits to them from early age. Children raising children. Children raising children. Today is Saturday, but no, tomorrow. Today that we have entered. You move around your city, you will see many weddings going on. Go and peep, you will see two children standing. A man that all he is looking at is the shape of the lady. The lady too, just looking at the financial capacity of the man. They are not even trained. They don't know the knowledge of God. They cannot teach another what they don't know. So they will raise another generation of confusion. Let me tell you one truth, in all honesty. Don't ever think that you will escape the judgment that comes with responsibility. To him whom much is given, much is expected. If they give you a child, if you ever have a child, brother, sister, listen to me. If you were never married in your life, your judgment will come as a person. They will judge you, the person. If God helped you to marry inside this lifetime, they will judge you first as a person, then as a husband or a wife. If God helped you to have a marriage and have children, they will judge you as a person, as a husband or a wife, then as a father or a mother. Then if you pass as a person, pass as a wife, then fail as a parent, that is because of you, a set of next generation are going to hellfire. You will find out that in Zion, 98.9% is still not pass mark. So we are talking about knowing God. Knowing God. They mocked me from my teenage age till today. But I bless the Lord. The people who used to mock me, they are now sending me prayer requests. Know God quickly. No. A time will come very soon. You will stand like this and watch something happening in your body. And you will go for scanning. They will say there's nothing. Then you will know you need something beyond the ability of man. And it will betide you that day you don't have a track record of trafficking the corridors of spirits where men do business in deep waters. That is where you can speak to the kidney, speak to the liver. You can command your body to come alive again. But if you are not a man who do that, people don't hear God on a normal day. Suddenly when it's time to get married, he becomes a champion at hearing from God. He says, train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. When they see children that are depraved, they are looking for their parents. Who raised this one? This is what men do first. Imagine what eternity will demand from you. Who raised this one? The child is just misbehaving now. You are smiling and saying, this child can't mind though. You don't know where he's heading to. Bow your head 1 minute and ask Jesus to show us mercy. There are groups of people here that I was sent for tonight. And while I spoke, my voice was resonating in your soul. You knew that there was something. There is an agreement you need to sign once and for all with God. You knew that there is a decision to be made. There is too much at stake. You knew that you need one encounter to push life, to begin to take steps in the direction of meaning and purpose. You knew that today is the day I died. Today I died to myself. I died to selfish living. I died to living for my own self. There are people here. My voice for you right now is a last call again. And say, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. And so I'm not going to ask anybody to close their eyes, because we are all praying. I will give you the next 3 minutes. Wherever you are, run and meet me here now. Everybody who is looking forward to the new season, the new manifestation, to start and engage God on a new slate, please come. I know you are here. Don't. The challenge is you want another to get up so that you will have confidence, and that thing alone has disqualified you. Come. While you are coming, begin to talk to God. There is something in your heart. There is something inside your heart. Just begin to tell God that. God bless you as you are praying. Ah, Jesus. My life cannot waste. Life cannot waste.
God bless you as you are coming.
In the day where you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. God bless you as you are coming. The words are originally yours. It is Jesus that will tell you what to tell God. God bless you as you are coming. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Eternity is at stake. Eternity is at stake. If you are ashamed of me in this evil and perverse generation, he says, I will also be ashamed of you before the Father. If you deny me in this wicked and evil generation, he says, I will also deny you before the Father. If you think of what men will think, and the interest of men is more important to you, in a day where the alarm was sounded. Mind you, everybody out here, they are not the sinners. They are the ones that heard the voice of the trumpets. You know who you are. You know who you are in the secret. You can't lie to anybody. And today, the voice summons you again.
Oh, show me mercy, Lord.
Everybody praying, you can say these prayers. Just pray as the Lord leads it in your heart. Lord, I know you can do without me, but please use me. Please use me. Please use me. Please use me. I know you can do without me, but please use me.
Aliyah. Aliyah.
Who are out here, please just lay your hand on your chest and say these prayers with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I regard your authority today. I embrace you. I accept you as Lord and Savior. Give me power to be a child of God. Help me. Rescue my feet. Save me from the path that I have been walking. Plant me in your vineyard. Make me a tree that is fruitful. That is fruitful. Make me a tree that is fruitful and bring glory to your name through my life. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you died for me and you rose for me. I accept my salvation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Congratulations to everybody. I have a gift for you. A special gift. The reason why I called you out, I am not in the culture of calling people out. Normally, I tell people to stay on their seats. But I called you out because the Lord said to me that those who behold the Lamb, I should release the lion on them. And so I'm going to be stretching my hands over you. And such as I have, everything I've secured from the fathers, the graces and the anointings that they have acquitted to me freely, those of you who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you will receive your baptism as I pray for you. Those of you who have ministerial calls and powers have been fighting you all along to stop your rising, to stop your manifestation, the grace of the fathers, the heritage of many generations, they will settle upon you suddenly and you will become another man. Some of you, from this point, you will know that something shifted, because a great power will begin to well on your inside. You will know that you are not the same one that came out. And so, Father, I stretch my hands over your people. Can you just lift up your hands everywhere you are? And I declare, from the left to the right, the back to the front, I declare as a wind that you touch them now. Touch them now, Holy Ghost. Touch, 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 touch. Touch them now. I declare the wind to move over them. And I command mantles, apostolic horns, to settle upon your men. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I release grace now upon you. And I stretch my hands over you. I steer the prophets in your midst. Every prophet, sleeping prophets, I awaken your horn now. Now, now, now. By fire, I steer your horn. Awake, thou that sleepest. Arise. I steer the horns now. I steer the horns now. I command evangelists in your midst. Those who have a burden for souls, I command, awake, awake, awake. Be spared now in the spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami, or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.